to Shar Dalet at the end of Perek Hey to remind ourselves what we've been discussing in Nefesh HaChaim is the relationship. Of course, we've been beginning the definition of Torah Lishma and the relationship between the mitzvah of Yerushamayim and Talmud Torah. And what Reb Chaim Volozhiner developed was that even though Yerushamayim is one mitzvah and Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, so on the scale, Talmud Torah is on a higher level. And when it comes to Torah Lishma does not emphasize Tveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Torah Lishma emphasizes is learning Torah L'Shem Torah. The significance of that we're going to continue to expand upon. Reb Chaim Volozhiner told us that at the end of the day, without Yerushamayim, then the Torah is not protected. So Yerushamayim protects our Torah. One of the mishalim that he gives is that Yerushamayim is the box that holds the wheat of Torah. So we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask him to come close to him through his Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us a lot of Torah. But if we don't have the appropriate box to hold the Torah, then he can't give it to us. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, at the end of Perek Hey, we began a little bit of Perek Vav, but at the end of Perek Hey, he says a beautiful pshat. Ubezeh yavar ma'amorim zal, b'reish ha'roeh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen chachma, elamish yesh bo chachma. It's one of the strangest Gemaras. Gemara says, towards the end of Brachos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives chachma to those who have chachma, which is a really strange expression. What do you mean? It's again, circular. Like we've discussed, that we still haven't gotten Torah Lishma out of circular. So too, this Maimar Chazal seems to be circular. HaKadosh Baruch only gives Chachma to those who have Chachma. So how do you get Chachma if you don't have Chachma? So what does that mean? Shenemar uvlev kol chacham lev nesati chachma. It is a pasuk. In the building of the Mishkan, it says, uvlev kol chacham lev, in the heart of every chacham lev, I'm going to give Chachma. So yehiv chachma sal l'chakimin. The pasuk in Daniel also says, ulichorei pela dimkein chachma rishona ma'ayin timatzin. We're in the Haggah at the end of Perek Hey. Then where will you find the first chachma? Eitzel Adam. Amnam ha'inim. But what's the answer to this question? Because of mefarei shegam hayira nikras chachma. Ah, look at this, Rabbi Osei. So beautiful. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give chachma. Elami sheyesh bo chachma. That those who have chachma, that chachma is the chachma of Yerushamayim. Svei dinim. There's two dinim of chachma. There's chachma that is the chachma satorah itself. And then there's another chachma, and that is the chachma of Yerushamayim. He calls him a farish, shegama yiranikras chachma. Yir is also called chachma. As the Poskinim says, vayom el adam hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Why is it called chachma? Yerushamayim ostensibly is not chachma. Chachma is the wisdom, the knowledge, to know as much as we can of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah. And Yerushamayim is not wisdom. Yerushamayim is a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sense of fear of Aveira, not because of punishment simply, but because of we don't want to disappoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're so close to him. Shehi Otzara Shel Chachma Shetishamer V'Tiskaimba. But it is Chachma in the sense that it holds the Chachma of the Torah. Zeu Sha'am Rushein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisei Mashpia Chachma El Yonah Shel Torah Shetiskaim Etzlo V'yehei Talmud B'yado Elami Sheyesh Kol Chachma. Such a beautiful pshat. We should dance just as a pshat. So ready. You guys are too tired to have from last night. You already did it last night. So, but at the end of the day, this is a beautiful, beautiful pshat of Chachma. Perek Vav. Lezol Sa'emes. Shar Dalet Perek Vav. Shezui Yaderech Hamitya Shez Bozeh Bachar Hu Yisbar Shemo. This is the appropriate derech of balancing Torah v'yira. Shebechol eis, sheyachin ha'adam atzmai lilmai. That a person prepares himself to learn. How many of you guys did this? Ro'ui loy l'hisyashiv kodem sheyaschil. I did it also. At least this morning. Ro'ui loy l'hisyashiv kodem sheyaschil. He should spend a little of time before he begins. Al kol panim zman ma'at. Yiras Hashem Torah b'Torah Salev. We mentioned last time that this is the source of learning Musar, before one learns. And that is the Musar, 5 minutes of Musar, or five, let's use Reb Chaim Volozhin as follow his words as precisely as possible. 5 minutes of focusing on Yiras Shamayim, that can transform one's entire learning. And this is serious stuff. This is not just, you know, a feel-good or a self-help book. Look at this. Lizvados al chatasai, to do vidui on your averis me'omka deliba, kidei shetei terek dosha taira, in order that the Torah dosha should be pure. In other words, the Torah could become an intellectual exercise. Unfortunately, there was a phenomenon, we have it less today. I do think that sometimes you have it for boys who learn seriously in Israel and then went off into an environment that's not conducive in Avodas Hashem, and they still feel intellectually connected to Torah. I don't think this happens as extreme as that, but they used to say, in other words, today I don't think there is this level of tragedy, but I think you have it sometimes, even today, that they say that in the beginning of the 20th century there were maskilim who used to be learning a daf gemara on Shabbos and smoking a cigarette. In other words, it's possible for a person to relate to Torah as being an entire intellectual experience, you'll have people who learned for a couple of years in Israel, then went to environments that weren't so good, and they still enjoy a gemara shir. But if you ask them what they were doing the night before, or if you ask them they really daven today, they might be going to a gemara shir, an advanced gemara shir. But how much did they work on making their Torah tahar? And the inverse we have is someone who spends time working on himself to be the best person that he could be in terms of his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with others. And that individual is zocha to hold on to the Torah HaKadosh. The Yichaven L'Izdabek B'Limud HaBo B'Torah HaBo B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hainu L'Izdabek L'Chol Kochos HaLudvar HaShem Zuh HaLacha U'Bazeh U'Dovet B'Yis Baruch Hu Ma'amish Kadiyachol. And now Reb Chaim Volozhiner segues, as we spoke about last time. What happens is, when a person learns Torah, then there is a transformation. And here is the dramatic move. If I could find the place that Reb Chaim Volozhiner begins to really explain Torah Lishma, it's at the beginning of this sentence, which is at the end of the first paragraph in Perek Vav, where Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that we have, he doesn't quote it yet, he'll quote it shortly, we have a Zohar. The Zohar says, Kudsha Barichu, V'Yisrael Vo Raisa Chadwa, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and Torah is one. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner is going to explain first how Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And this is a critical line. Ki hu yisparach ritzon ochad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ratzon is one. Now, you and I have different parts to ourselves. Aside from the fact that I'm a husband and a father and a Rebbe and so on. But also, not only that we have different roles in the world, we also have different components to ourselves. We have our ratzon, our will, and sometimes what we do is not exactly consistent with our ratzon. So for example, we'll have a ratzon to learn for 2 hours now, and it'll just be difficult to concentrate, we won't learn for 2 hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a couple of reasons, and we're saying something very profound right now that's inspired from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his most basic level, doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. Anything that's his Ratzon is going to get done. Or, I have a Ratzon that I want something to do something, and I turn to my boss, and I suggest that idea, and the boss shoots it down. It doesn't get done. In other words, he has a different ratzon, and I am kofa my ratzon to his ratzon. He's the boss, I'm not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. There's no other boss. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon automatically gets done for two reasons that's different than man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon gets done because he is the boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon also gets done because he doesn't have a Yetzirah that is going to challenge his true ratzon. And most significantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon gets done because there's nothing else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than his Ratzon. Let's think. You heard what I just said? This is a profound idea. There's nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. When it comes to me, so I'm a body, and my Ratzon is my intellect. Sometimes my body doesn't step up to my Ratzon. I want to learn for 2 hours, I just can't concentrate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a body. What is God? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the only way we could perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in terms of his Ratzon. And now we begin to understand how learning Torah Lishma creates a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not the emotional experience of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. One of the world's most profound challenges, maybe the most profound challenge of living, is the fact that there is a God who's infinite, and you and I, who are finite. You and I cannot fathom what infinite means. You and I cannot fathom what God is. So if you'll ask a 2-year-old who goes to a religious school and to try to depict God, so they'll draw a picture of a man with a long beard. But at the end of the day, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is none of that. In fact, if you believe that that's really God, then that's Avodah Zarah. At the end of the day, what is our picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, there is no picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have a picture. Tmuna, modern Hebrew, is a picture. So how do we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, of course, that's part of what Chazal and the Rishonim are bothered by. When we say, Uvo Sidbak, you should attach yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi and Devarim asks, from Chazal, how could you attach? You and I, Basim Adam, how do we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you see why this is one of the most profound challenges of existence in the world? There's a creator who created everything. We recognize that, quote-unquote, he exists, but we're finite and he's infinite. We know that the best thing for us is to be davek to him, because the Torah said so, and even more than that, if you just think about it, it makes obvious sense. But at the end of the day, how do you do it? He's infinite, and we're finite. He's not an entity. So the answer is, the way we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, by attaching ourselves to Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not only making ourselves better people, that we're less likely, as being Orthodox people, we're less likely that, God forbid, our daughter is going to go for an abortion, chas v'chalila, our teenage daughter. That's not why we're Orthodox. That's not why we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For sure, that's one of the side benefits. But at the end of the day, the reason why we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we want to be davek to our source and our creator. But how do we do it? He's infinite, we're finite. The answer is, we're davek to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner over here is saying when he says, Kuhu Yisparach V'Ratzon Ochad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, and his Ratzon is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ratzon is one. There Hainu Hach. There's nothing else that we can understand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or that we can connect to aside from his Ratzon. And that's why Torah Lishma becomes so, so, so important. Because that's the medium that we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, paradoxically, it's not the emotional experience of being close to God. It's not dancing on Thursday night. It's not dancing on Simchas Torah. It's not that revelation like Avraham Avinu and you and I have, just look outside that window and see what amazing creator HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. What a beautiful day it is. Just to see the blue with the green and everything. Those are all emotional experiences. And those are important. And that's part of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And you have to have those experiences. But at the end of the day, in terms of the way we're davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're just looking and admiring that, and that's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's like marveling at a beautiful, lahavdil, it's one billionth, but marveling at a beautiful painting. When you marvel at a beautiful painting, you don't come closer to the painter. The painter doesn't even know who you are. And you don't even know who the painter is. When it comes to being davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become davek to his ratzon. Isn't this yisodistik? Isn't this extremely important? Chaval to go through yeshiva not to have thought about this. So that is why we learn Torah Lishma. And that's why every bit of Torah becomes so central. So yes, it's ratzon Hashem of arba avos nezikin. Somehow, Hashar ba'abor v'amav v'hever connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me take out the word somehow. Now we begin, up until Erev Chanukah, we were saying somehow it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we begin, only begin, but now we begin to understand how it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we now are being doveg to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act in this way when it comes to Mili Dinezikin. That's the only way we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the intellectual experience of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by understanding his ratzon. Kimoshe Kasa Bazar, the call din v'halacha, the end of the first paragraph in Perek Vav, mitoich, mitoirak doisho, hu ritzoni yisparach, every single halacha is ratzon Hashem. Shekein gozra ritzoni sheikein adin. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The ratzon of Hashem is that this is kashor or pasul, this is tamei v'tar, asur mutar chayiv v'zakoy. V'gam, but not only is it in terms of what's asur and mutar, every bit of agadita as well is that. V'gam, imu osik v'divrei agada she'en behem nafkus l'shem dina. Let's say he's involved with divrei agada, understanding the avos from the shvatim and so on. Gam kenu davet b'dor v'rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he's also Kiatora Kula Bichlalel Pratel Vidutya. And here is something absolutely amazing. Even you become part of Torah. Vafilu Masha Talmud Koton Shol Me Rabboi. Even you, yes, you're a Talmud Koton. Even a Talmud Koton. By the way, of course, the beautiful thing of how do we refer to the ultimate individual in Torah? He's referred to as a Talmud Chacham. That's the pinnacle, that's the highest person in the world is a Talmud Chacham. And of course, he's not called a Chacham, he's called a Talmud Chacham. Being a Talmud Chacham is not a negative thing. Being a Talmud Chacham to a good Rebbe, a great Rebbe, is one of the most awesome things. So he hasn't yet, the Talmud Chacham hasn't yet reached the stage of Chacham, but he's on the first step because he's a Talmud. And it's only a matter of time before he will be transformed from a Talmud Katan to a Talmud Chacham. And so at the end of the day, even a Talmud Katan, Masha showed me Rabbo, look at this, HaKol Yotza Mipiv Yisparach L'Moshe Misinai. If you desire to understand the Ratzon Hashem, every single question that you ask becomes all part of Torah itself. K'mo Shamru Chazal B'Megillah, U'B'Brachas, U'B'Kalas Rabbo, U'B'Yerushalmi. Look at these Marmakomas, it's amazing. Ubi Yerushalmi, Ubi Vayikra Rabba, this is all before you could Google it. Ubi Shmos Rabba Kasav, Kasav L'cha Es Hadvar Me'ila, B'shar Shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai, Litein Torah L'Am Yisrael, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and gave Torah, Amar L'Moshe Al-Seder, he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, whether he literally taught him, however you understand it, it's not important. But he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Al-Seder, Mikra Mishnah V'Alachas HaGadas, Shenemar V'Yidaber L'Kim Es Kol Hadvar Me'ila. And here's the punchline. Afilu mashato mitshol rab. Why? Because every sincere question that Talmud is asking is trying to understand the Ratzon of Hashem. If he's trying to understand the Ratzon of Hashem, then what's he doing? Then he's becoming part of Torah itself. Because that becomes all part of the process of understanding Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yoyd. Eloki gam ba'oysa eish sha'odam oysik b'toyra l'mata. So now, if we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence we perceive through his ratzon, and his ratzon is Torah. So then, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is projecting his ratzon to us when we're learning. Right now, learning together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, I'm not teaching you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us what his ratzon is. So that if you take those words literally, then that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking the words of Torah right now. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing at this particular moment. We'll skip the end of the paragraph. He brings a complicated raya. Next paragraph. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his dibur is one. Ah! So Reb Chaim Volozhin first noticed the subtle move. I've taught this quite a few times, Baruch Hashem, and I just noticed this now. Notice Reb Chaim Volozhin's subtle move. That's the beauty when you learn again and again and again. You always notice something more. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin like this. Says the first step is to recognize that philosophical problem of how do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer to that is that the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of the way we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're going to understand the famous expression that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur is the same thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the dibur is the expression of that ratzon. And that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Torah now. Because if we're delving into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, so it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking now. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he tells us his Torah and reveals his ratzon. And we got through saying that ratzon is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's so, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his dibur are not two separate things, in contrast to you and I. Sometimes someone will ask you a question, and you'll answer half of the question. You won't answer the whole question. You're thinking something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dibur, is mamish him. Pirshu Chazal ben Adarim bebraisa dekoy al esek ha-teira. B'seifa dekra uledavka boy. So la'avas Hashem Elokecha refers to learning Torah, and the next step is to be davek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein Amar David HaMelech Ol HaShalom, that's why David HaMelech said, Toiv li teiras picha me'alfei za'av ha-chesed. Amar libi samach ba'amoli b'tara kdosha b'rovoz, ba'losi al-libi. When does David HaMelech rejoice ultimately in his highest state with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ba'losi alibi, this is David HaMelech speaking, when I put on my heart and I recognize shehi Torah's picha, that it's the Torah of Hashem's mouth, shebechol teva mamish mea Torah, and he esik ba'ke'es hakol yotze gam ata, he yotzeis mi pivi sparach. That came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Every single part of what we're learning. V'lachein, kol ha-Torah k'dushasa shava b'lishum chiluk v'shinu klal chas v'chalil. Here Reb Chaim Volozhiner is echoing a famous idea from the Rambam. The Rambam was asked about standing up for Aseres HaDibros. Some have the custom that stand for Aseres HaDibros. How many in your shul do they bang on the bima before Aseres HaDibros? Okay. The Rambam was against that. The minig of many is to do that, but the Rambam was against that. The Rambam felt that you can't be mechabed one letter of Torah more than any other letter, because all of it is mipiv Hashem Yisparach. The Rambam was afraid that people would say, we're standing up because that was given directly to Moshe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything else wasn't. And every word of Torah, even the descendants of Esav, what we just read a couple of parashios ago, v'mechasar b'sefer Torah, os achas mipasul kaluf timna, he himself said, sefer Torah is pasul if it's missing one letter. So the Rambam wanted to emphasize that every letter has the same level of Kedusha. Why? Because it all comes from Piv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner here is saying as well. Kamo, ima yenechzer os achas me'aseres ha-dibros, omi pasuk Shema Yisrael, kamo shekasuk gama Rambam, that it's going to be possible. Why? To emphasize that every word of Torah is mipiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, learning Bava Kama is part of a religious experience of being Davei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what we're doing is, we're learning what is the Ratzon Hashem. And the more and more a person is connected to Ratzon Hashem, the more and more a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not an emotional experience, it's an intellectual experience. You need the emotional experiences as well. I'm convinced Rav Chaim Volozhiner would hold that way. We need learning of Yira Musar, because Yira Musar ultimately is the box that holds the Torah. But the way in which we ultimately become best connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is become connected to his Ratzon, and then we're learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence from his mouth itself. His Ratzon becomes his Dibur. His Dibur is with us every moment that we learn, and that is the best way for us to become one with Kudshu. A beautiful piece of Nefesh HaChaim. What was that?
Great.
Rav Chaim Volozhiner is the best.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Okay. Let's talk about Hanukkah a little, B'siyata Gishma. Yeah, question, go ahead.
So,
does someone have a chumash, please? Shtach. Yeah.
You're learning it because it's the Hashem. Great. The reason behind that is the
thing. Where, exactly. The reason behind that, but Rechaim V'lot, I'm careful to use the word Dveikus, because in the beginning, he didn't say Dveikus. He contrasted it from the emotional experience of Vegas, but correct.
It's through the Hashem that we get.
Correct. Okay, Rabbi Osei, let me ask you a couple of questions in regards to Hanukkah. Yes.
Can I have a little quick question?
Sure.
I just wanted to know, so in the beginning, it seemed as though the focus was, in the beginning of what we were learning, the focus was on, like, Torah learning is to be, when we're learning it is to connect to Torah. Isn't it I'm connecting to Torah, which then indirectly connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or how is that?
So Rav Chaim Volozhiner told us how he thinks it works.
Seems to contradict what you said earlier.
I don't think so at all. He said that when we're learning Torah, what we're doing is we're understanding the Ratzon Hashem, and ipso facto, that is how we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any other connection, it seems to me, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is saying, is impossible, because everything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is infinite, and we're finite. Okay, Rav Osei, what we're going to do for the 10-minute Musar is I'm going to ask a few interesting questions about Hanukkah and Yosef HaTzadik, and then talk about the basic lesson, and then maybe go even a little bit deeper, which I think the deeper part, because you're still young, you might not be able to, Baruch Hashem, most of you have had good lives, you might not be able to relate to, but I think I want to plant the seed when you go through the bumps and grinds of life that you'll be able to appreciate this point, which is extremely important. Bumps and grinds of life are not a bad thing. First of all, let me share with you a wild gematria. Yosef writes the Bnei Yisachar is the gematria Antiochus. That's like saying, like, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is gematria LeBron James. Like, what does it mean? Yosef is gematria Antiochus. What does that mean? And that's all the Bnei Yisachar says. Do it. Just have to conclude Hagon Hagodol. I'm not telling you which one goes by Hagon Hagodol. But either way, what does it mean? Also, another question. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Aron is within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because the Shechina goes up 10 tefachim. But what are you doing, LeBron James or the Antiochus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I believe you as
one. On which one? Okay, that's believing in Bnei Yisachar. Don't believe me about LeBron James. So when it comes to the Aron, So there, it goes up to 10 tefachim. Yet the halacha is, when you light the menorah by the doorway, you're supposed to put it within 10 tefachim from the ground. I believe it's Ma'ari Naim, Rav Tversky quoted, I think, from one of his ancestors, one of the Chernobyl Rebbes, and the Twerskis, I think it's the Ma'ari 9, ask, wait a second, why within 10 tefachim of the ground? If the Shechina goes above 10 tefachim and stops before 10 tefachim, we would have expected the menorah should be lit higher up. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita asks another question. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, my Rebbe, asked, the nes of Chanukah is not only rejoicing with the miracle of Pach HaShemen, but the Yevanim also defiled the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There wasn't a golden menorah. And eventually the Chashmonaim built a new menorah Tahora. Yet there's no halacha that says that you're supposed to have a special type of menorah. Bad news for the silver makers and the gold makers, but there's no requirement that your menorah looks, you know, these regular menorah that, you know, someone sells in yeshiva is going to be fine. Yet there are details upon details upon details about how the oil is supposed to be and how the wicks are supposed to be. Why? Why is there not a single halacha of what your menorah is supposed to look like, except there has to be 10 tefachim within the ground? Svar Makdoshim writes that the word Yavan is spelled, you don't need me to write on the board, just draw it out. Yavan is Yud, that's a straight line, Vav is a straight line, and Nun is a straight line. The Greeks were all about superficiality. And our struggle with Yavan, without detailing it through the words of Chazal, at the end of the day, the Svar Makdoshim writes is this issue. And that is, do we look at life in a superficial way? Do we look at the world only in its physical, or do we see life in terms of its neshama? Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Rav Nevin Shlita says that's why we don't talk about the menorah. Because the menorah is already a physical entity, a physical way of adorning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Mahadra and the Mahadra Minah, Mahadra of Chanukah is all about the penis. It's all Chanukah is about simply a candle. Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Chanukah is celebrating Nishmas Adam. And that's exactly the point of putting the menorah, says the Ma'ari 9, within 10 tefachim of the ground. It's emphasizing that what the world looks at only in the exterior, we believe every single part of it has a spiritual mission, and every part of it could be used for a spiritual mission. And that's behind Yosef being the Gematria of Antiochus. The Greeks used the world and only saw the physical component of it. Yosef HaTzadik is the first of the Avos to excel as a cosmopolitan person. He's the first one who we see is involved with beauty. He has a struggle with the Yetzer Hara and overcomes it, Vayimayin. All of that is Yosef HaTzadik's ability to take that which is the physical and to elevate it into the world of the spiritual. So the first lesson, Rabosai, is to take our Avodas Hashem of Hanukkah and to be able to see the pnimius for it. And that, I think, is a struggle. Especially when you're going through the process of learning halacha more and learning tikduk mitzvahs, to always remember that there's a pnimius in Avodas Hashem. That every single mitzvah is there to create a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, for many, many years, wore tefillin all day. And he would always emphasize that when we wear tefillin, he says it's to every bar mitzvah. He asks, why do you wear tefillin? And the answer is in the Torah itself. The Torah says, L'man tia Torah Sashem Mefricha, that the Torah should be your mouth. Rav Nevin Sal was emphasizing is the chashimus of wearing tefillin is not the act of wearing tefillin. It's transforming who you are to the point that Torah is in your mouth, that what comes out of our mouth is something that's pure, that's something that's holy. And that applies to all mitzvahs. And for sure, dikduke mitzvahs are critical, but at the end of the day, a person who learns Hilchos Tzitzis and doesn't spend time thinking about Laman Tizkuru, he's focusing on the Chitzonius and not the Pnimius. And that's something that we need as we grow in Torah and in dikduke mitzvahs and in Halacha, something we need to emphasize. But let's go to a deeper part. I want to introduce the deeper part with a story. There was once an elderly woman that knocks on the rabbi's door, and she says, Rabbi, I have a problem. What's the problem? She says, My husband's been buying a lottery ticket for the last 41 years. And he won today. I have the ticket at home. I know he won. He said, great. What's the problem? A few million bucks. So what's the problem? He says, well, he's an old man, and I know him. And he's someone that always has a dour take on things, and he never accepts good news. And what's going to happen is the moment you tell him, he's going to have a heart attack. I'm scared to tell him he's going to have a heart attack. So Rabbi says, you know what? Send him on the way back from work, send him to my office. So he comes to his office first on the way home. He doesn't know he's won. The rabbi says, Sam, you know, sometimes in life, good things happen. Sam says, no, life has been one big drag for me. Nothing good has happened in my life. Last 41 years, Sam says, I bought a lottery ticket I've never won. The rabbi says, I'm saying, you know, you could actually win. He says, not possible, I can't win. That's just the way it is. He says, no, really, Sam, you could win. Rabbi, I'm so convinced I'll never win a lottery ticket that if I win the lottery, then if I won today's lottery, I'll give you half. The rabbi had a heart attack on the spot. Sometimes the mindset of people is that it always has to be bad. It can't be possible that it's good. Kal v'chomer. When it comes to our psyche, that we focus on the negative. You know, they say, what's a Jewish telegram? A Jewish telegram is start worrying, details to follow. That's part of the Jewish psyche. Details to follow. Start worrying. But what happens in more than that? What happens when we go through life and people, not only is it hard for us and we don't expect good news, but people actually do something wrong to us. And people hurt us. And b'siyata d'shmaya, most of you don't know that entirely what that means. But as you go through life and as you grow through life, there are going to be bumps and grinds. And there will be people that will sometimes wrong you. You know, there's an expression. If you have two Jews on an island, there's got to be three shuls, right? The place that they don't die. How many Jews do you know who, like, are totally happy with all the shuls in their city? Everybody has something that he's upset about. This guy's upset at this yeshiva because he did that. This guy's upset about that. This guy's upset about that. Pnimius in Avodas Hashem is recognizing, and this is the next level of Pnimius, the deeper level, is recognizing that not only is there a relationship that the mitzvos give us to forge with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Pnimius is recognizing that all of the chitzonius in the world, every part, every direction, every experience is all about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is best for us. So if this person wronged you, then no, it's not that it start worrying because bad news is going to follow. It's not bad news at all. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go on a shlichus. Yosef HaTzadik, when he reveals himself to the brothers, let's be medayik in the pasuk. He says, Al yichar be'einechem ki mechartem osi heina. Don't be upset at yourselves. It's clear now you know you made a mistake that you sold me. You took me and you treated me as an object. That's how you're thinking. And you stepped on me and you threw me to the snakes and the scorpions and then you sold me. Says Yosef HaTzadik four times. Vayishlachani Elokim lefneichem. Within three psukim, Yosef HaTzadik uses the word shlichus four times. I wasn't an object. I'm not an object of hurt. Of someone else? That someone hurt me? No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending me on a shlichus. Every single thing. Even when I was with the Nechashim and Akrabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finding a mission for me. And the amazing paradox is now, I'm here to help you, to save our family, to save Klal Yisrael. And Yosef HaTzadik doesn't notice his brothers as someone who wronged him. When someone wrongs you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send you to a particular place. And that's the next level of Pnimius of Yosef HaTzadik. The next level of Pnimius of Yosef HaTzadik is he sees the Pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's selection of his life experiences and emphasizes to him that those life experiences, every single one of them, even the ones that seem to be bad, is a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to share with you a story, but this I'll conclude. When I was a young man, just got married. My wife and I thought that I was going to learn for a year. Then I would go to graduate school in psychology and go out to the world and work. When you become a Rebbe, anyhow, you become a psychologist. But I learned for a year. I learned for 2 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanani Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to learn longer, and eventually I became a Rebbe. Here's a story how I became a Rebbe in Yeshiva University. The story starts before the end of my first year of marriage. We were lucky. We found, this is how I got to know your family, we found a job on the Upper West Side. We were living in Brooklyn. My wife and I were going to be dorm parents. And what happened was, there was a dormitory that hired us to be dorm parents, and with that, I'd be able to learn in the yeshiva for another year. So we packed up our stuff in Brooklyn, and we were actually on the truck on the way to Manhattan, and we got a call from the dormitory and said, they said, "We're sorry, the apartment we thought we had for you, we don't have. The best thing we could do for you," we're mamash sitting on the truck, "the best thing we could do for you is there is another dormitory where there are a set of dorm parents who've been living there for a couple of years, who are nice people. The room next to them, they have a storage room that they don't use very much. You could live in that storage room until we find the dormitory." My wife and I lived in that storage room for 2 weeks. I'm sitting on this truck, and I'm thinking, my goodness, what in the world is this? I'm taking my bride, and we're going to live in a storage room. We were surrounded, the storage room was about the size of this room. We were surrounded by boxes. There was a bathroom, and there was a sink. And that was it. That was how we lived. I could tell you the exact address and where it is on the west side. But you know what happened? You know where our neighbors were? Our neighbors were, the dorm parents were, Ari and Anita Berman. At the time, Rabbi Ari Berman, who's now the president of Yeshiva University, was a rabbinic intern in the Jewish Center. He was a rabbinic intern in the Jewish Center, and he was learning in the yeshiva, and his wife was the dorm mother in one of the dormitories on the Upper West Side. For 2 weeks, I didn't know Rav Ari at all. He was a little bit older than me. For 2 weeks, we didn't have a phone. This is before cell phones. We didn't even have a phone in the room. So every time we needed to use the phone, we used their phone. And we ate a few Shabbos meals together with them, and we became friends. Flash ahead a year later, we were there for 2 weeks. I'm walking towards, with my wife, towards a pizza store on 92nd Street. 92nd Street. I'm walking towards the pizza on 92nd Street. Now I'm forgetting which cross avenue it is. Amsterdam, right? That was where we lived. We lived on Amsterdam in 84th. So the dormitories that we're talking about is in Amsterdam in 85th. We're walking towards the pizza store, and Rabbi Berman and his wife are walking from the pizza store. Right, Berman was an up-and-coming star in the Jewish Center. They had just offered him to become assistant rabbi. This is before he's even rabbi in the Jewish Center. Just offered him to become assistant rabbi in the Jewish Center. He stops me. We're now friends. He says, "Chaim, you should know that would you be interested? I'm becoming busier in the shul." He was already a Rebbe in the BMP program in YU. "I'm becoming busier in the shul. I need someone to teach some of my classes in BMP and to help me out." He then became Chavrusas also. And I need someone to help me out. So I said, sure, an opportunity to teach in the yeshiva is unique. Doesn't come, you know, they're not walking around the base medrash and offering jobs to guys who are sitting and learning yeshiva, even good guys who are sitting and learning yeshiva. And I took the job. That's why I'm a Rebbe today. So at that moment, he only approached me because we had gotten to know, we didn't know each other at all. At that moment that I was sitting in the truck with my wife, I thought the worst thing was happening to me. Everything good that happens to a person, every birth of something special, has to come along with Chevle Leida. A seed, before it flourishes and grows, it needs to rot. That's why it's called Matzniach Keren Yeshua. Everything time you have a birth, there's blood, there's tissue, there's going to be pain. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing you to a situation that's even better, sometimes it looks bad. Sometimes things have to rot. Sometimes there has to be the pain of birth. There's going to be blood and there's going to be tissue. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has your best interest in mind. And when Reuven does something wrong, I feel bad for Reuven. It's always Reuven who's doing something wrong. When Reuven, the truth is Reuven is really the one who does his best to save Yosef. When Reuven does something wrong to you, when Reuven does something wrong to you, at the end of the day, no. Ki lemichya shelachani elokim aleichem. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you on a shlichus. And that's the next level of Pnimis Avodas Hashem. Pnimis and Avodas Hashem is not only Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. Pnimis and Avodas Hashem is recognizing that the chitzonius of the world, the chitzonius of the world that seems to be bad, you know what they say, that in a Jewish restaurant, it's like most waiters ask, is everything okay? So waiters in Jewish restaurants go around and they say, is anything okay? Hafuch, everything is okay. And even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be guiding us in a way that we don't understand. That's a shlichus. And there's so much that we could accomplish for it. And many, many a times in a few years, we're going to appreciate how Reuven wronged us was really, really a bracha in our lives. It was really not right what they did. It was really not right. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a shliach that seems to be doing something that wasn't right. At the end of the day, it's really, really what's best for us. Sometimes we'll appreciate 5 years. Sometimes we'll appreciate 10 years. And there are some things that we'll only appreciate when we reach Olam Haba after 120. Praise Hashem, we should be zelchah to look at every single one of our experiences from the perspective of Pnimius, both our Maisa Mitzvos and our experiences of life, and to feel that we're on a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the key to Simcha. The key to Simcha is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a beautiful plan for me. And then we'll be Zelcha Beis Hashem to go from the Pnimius of Chanukah to Simchas Purim. Have a great Shabbos.